If we look at the different days during the year, there's some days have a very specific bracha. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, so the Chatimah's bracha is Mekadesh Yisrael of Rosh Chodeshim. And then if it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Mekadesh Yisrael of Yom HaZikaron. Also a day, a Chatimah's bracha, a formula that's specific to the day. And then by Yom Kippur, Chatimah's bracha, it's a longer bracha, but it contains the word Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim. On the other hand, if we look at the Yamin Tovim, we have Pesach and Shavuot and Sukkot, there, it's a generic Chatimah's bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, the God who sanctifies the Jewish people and the various times. So, somewhat curious that it should be that way. So, this is from Rabbarach Simon's Rosh Hashiva at Yishuv Yisrael Kanan. He quotes, he has a Haggadah, but in his Haggadah, he quotes from the Sefer Baruch Shamar by Rabbarach Halevi Epstein, who's the author of the Torah Tamima, and he was in America in the 1920s. I saw a photograph of him, but in the Baruch Shamar, he wants to say like this, that initially he thinks that there was a specific bracha for each one of the Yamim Tovim, that it was originally Mekadesh Yisrael, let's say, v'chag ha-matzot, and Mekadesh Yisrael, and chag ha-sukkot. And he says that a copyist later on was just making a notation and wrote Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, meaning you should put in the blank the appropriate zman. And then in the course of years, it got published that way, and people began to do it that way. It's quite a chiddush, but that's what he posits. Then he does have a raya. He's got a good raya for it. Listen to the raya he has. You know, the same Chatimah's bracha is in the Haftorah. In other words, when we say the Haftorah on Pesach, we'll say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. So he quotes from Masechet Sofrim, brings down, it says that on the Shlosh Regalim, Tzirich Lechtol Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ploni. Masechet Sofrim says that the Chatimah's bracha for the Haftorah, it's not about the Haftorah, but presumably the same thing would be for Shmoneh Esrei, right? Should be Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ploni. That certainly sounds like he's on the right track. That sounds like that. So then Rav Simon brings down, and this is quoted in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav by Rav Hershel Schechter, that the Rav related that he had a discussion with the Torah Tamim about this, and he disagreed strongly with the Torah Tamim's idea. And the Rav's raya was from the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah. It says in Rosh Hashanah, a person is chayav for bal ta'acher. In other words, if a person makes a neder to bring a korban, so he has a time limit in which to do it, whether he says it or not. It says ki tzur neder l'Hashem Elokech lo ta'acher l'shamo. If you make a neder, you shouldn't delay fulfilling it. So in the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah has different opinions. According to one opinion, it's three regalim, and according to another opinion, it's the shlosh regalim kisidran. In other words, in their order, and it begins with chag ha-matzot. So the Rav thought, since you see that the Gemara, it relates to all three regalim as one unit. In other words, it's in a whole different halachic framework. In other words, that those three regalim, they form like a halachic framework. So the Rav thought that the Torah team was not right. You know, the Rav thought that the pshat is that there's this yantiv, and when the yantiv comes out in Nisan, then it has the dinim of Pesach. The yantiv comes out, in Sivan, it's Shavuos. The yantiv comes out in Sukkot, it's Sukkot, but it's really in, it's Mahus, it's just a yantiv. Now, he has an afkamina lahalacha between where the Rav looked at it and perhaps other poskim look at it. Let's say we know that on the second day of Pesach, so the laning is from Parshat Emor, the Parshat Moedot. And there was a section in Emor that we read all about the various holidays, and all the holidays are there. And the same thing on the first day of Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot, we have the same thing. We read everything. So let's say, so he quotes from the Sha'arei Ephraim. The Sha'arei Ephraim lived in the 19th century, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margoliot. So the Sha'arei Ephraim says like this, let's say I'd be laning on Sukkot, and I leave out all the psukim that relate to Sukkot. Let's say I'll lane all the holidays, and I leave out the psukim about Sukkot. And then I say the Kaddish after Kriyas Torah. And let's say I had five aliyahs. So the Sha'arei Ephraim says I have to go back, because I left out the psukim that related to Sukkot. But the implication from the Sha'arei Ephraim is, even if I said some of the psukim about Sukkot, I'm Yotze. And certainly the implication is, if I leave out psukim that relate to the other holidays, if I left out it's Sukkot, and I leave out the psukim to Pesach, or I'll have the psukim of Shavuos, nothing to worry about. The Rav thought differently. The Rav thought that that no, that there's a chovas hayom. The chovas hayom means if you're learning parshas emor, the chovas hayom is to learn all about all three of those regalim. So the Rav thought, you're not yotze the Kriyas HaTorah unless you mention all those three regalim, and that's for the basis, the way that he understands it. Okay, I think that's going to be it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chananya Melkashim, Baruch Sukkot, Sofot of the Year.